Good evening, audio mo day. Oh, I'm way behind, 23. I'm trying to catch up now before the end of audio mo, and I don't just like to do my updates. I like to do something a little bit different because I haven't been doing the going out thing, which I will try and get back to, even if it's after audio mo. Well, I will get back to. I just want to say, although I'm not a football fan and I haven't particularly followed the World Cup, the only match I've watched so far has just been the Nigeria-Argentina game, and my husband was sitting there looking on Instagram or something, and I was the one cheering for Nigeria. Go Nigeria! I'm really happy they're through to the next knockout round. They haven't been through for quite a long time. I think they said 1998. And they did play quite well, although they say Argentina didn't play well, but they did play okay. Anyway, they've done a dance up better than England, that's all I can say. They've been in a complete and utter letdown, and even if they don't go any further, I'm really happy that they actually got past the initial stages, and I'm sure there's going to be very packed bars and lots of alcohol consumed in Nigeria this evening, and not to mention in certain parts of London, not too far from here. So, yes, go Nigeria. And here's my cat that I say is Nigerian cat right beside me. He says, go Nigeria too, don't you? Go Nigeria. He really wants his dinner. That's what he's after. Are you going to say go Nigeria for me? Let's see if I can make you say something. I'm not going to pull his tail. Believe me, he's rubbing up against the phone. Are you happy that Nigeria's qualified to the next round? Eh, that's all he's got to say. Eh. How are you, silly cat? Anyway, I'm pleased about... Sorry, I've slammed my phone down. I didn't mean to. It kind of fell out my hand. Anyway, I'm pleased about it. My husband couldn't care less. But I could. How's that for patriotism on my part? Because I didn't care when England got knocked out, but I would have minded if Nigeria got knocked out, because I suppose I kind of like an underdog, and they aren't exactly favourites. And England, well, they weren't ever favourites, obviously, but they are usually given a bit of a chance. I don't know why. I don't honestly know why. I don't really know enough about football to really comment, so I better shut up before someone tells me to. But I just think they're sluggish in their attitude and when they play in the World Cup games. And I know this is an awful thing to say, but I wish they'd get a foreign manager, because I think some of these foreign managers have got what it takes. I'm not criticising the current manager, but I just think that the foreign managers are passionate, and they probably inspire a team to greater things. And anyway, I'm probably talking a load of crap, so I think on that note, I'm going to go while the going is halfway good. It's not really, but you know what I mean. I'm out of here.